A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Father Roy and I, the visiting priest from India, were talking about the gospel today, and he asked me, why is it the gospel for today is a good news? Is it really a good news? I said to him, you tell me, you're a Jesuit. This particular gospel is so heavy, but yet very realistic, very down to earth. It is relatable. In some ways in our life, or sometime in our lives, we experience division. We don't get along with our brother, our sister. You can call me brothers. We're all the same. There's always a sibling rivalry, even today. Mother-in-law against sister-in-law or daughter-in-law. The division is real, that Jesus preached about this. But before we move on, and I want to offer a reflection about the passage. Why is this particular gospel so difficult? One, because Jesus said, I will send fire to destroy. And if you look at the reference, this is the Old Testament way of thinking. The Jewish thought, fire is a symbol of judgment. In the Old Testament, you remember, God sent fire, a ball of fire, to destroy a particular place or group of people. And then the second part is, I have come here to be baptized. Jesus is talking about his baptism. In the old days, baptism is full immersion. The whole body is being immersed in water. But why is Jesus talking about this baptism in full immersion and connect to the division or suffering? Jesus is talking about the cross. That Jesus will be immersed fully, body and soul, to the cross. He will be punished, tortured, and die on the cross. This is what he's talking about. And the last part, we talk about hope. We look at the cross as contradiction because Jesus was teaching about peace. But all of a sudden, now, division. Why is Jesus talking about this? Think about also his life. Christmas time. When Jesus was born, Jesus experienced chaos already. People wanted to kill him right away. Where did he end up? Jesus ended up on the cross. Especially on Good Friday, we remember that. When I was a young seminarian back in Toronto, I have this little boy came to me and asked this question, very theological question he asked. Brother Marlon, why Good Friday good? Why is Good Friday good? And I stopped. Oh boy, I'll be in trouble. This future priest is asking me this question. And I said to him, because Jesus died on this particular day to save us. He was not convinced. And this little boy walked away and ran and said, I don't believe you. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer. Come back next week. I will Google it. That story stuck in me because suffering, division, shortcomings, sin is so mysterious that we're stuck about it. We're stuck with sin, but we always forget, what is the symbol of the cross? Yes, it is suffering, but also it is saving grace. Jesus saved us. That's why it's divine contradiction. It is not good, but yet it's good. And then I learned also in this life, yes, we have shortcomings, we have divisions, we have separation. We always tend to forget forgiveness. This is so powerful that Pope Francis kept teaching us today. Mercy, compassion equals forgiveness. We tend to forget that, yes, we sinned, but also we have to ask forgiveness every time we see the cross. In this particular gospel, Jesus says, I, always the cross. His goal is to save us, yes, correct. But he's eyeing for the cross because the suffering that he will endure was always in his heart, in his mind, and in his spirit. Talking to Father Roy, which is a professor in neuroscience, and we talk about this in our dinner table eating Indian food, he said to me, our brain spends so much time in loving someone. Remember when you were dating? I love you, I love you, I love you. And then when you got married, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And he said to me, Marlon, our brain spends so much time in loving, but also think about this, our brain spends so much hating someone. It is exactly the same equal amount of energy and time. And I stopped. Father Roy, that's absolutely right. I spend so much time loving, but also if I don't like the person, it's exactly the same amount of energy, time, and misery. And I stepped back and said, like, this is what forgiveness is. This is the reason why we ask for forgiveness. In our heart, it's the same thing. It's not just our brains. We spend so much time in loving, but also in our heart, we spend so much time in hating someone. And then, as I said, my prayer for you and for me, as people of today, we spend more time in forgiveness than in hating or not liking one another. Because our heart is so fragile. Our mind is so critical that if we hate someone, we'll never forget it. This is exactly why we are hard into ourselves to forgive. I've been asked so many times, why so hard to forgive? Forgiveness is hard to give because our brain or our memory is full of hurts, bad memories about a particular person. That's why forgiveness is hard to give. Our second reading today gave us that answer. To be witnesses of Christ. What does it mean? I Googled the word witness. It gave me a legal term, which if I'm a witness for a crime, I know something. I have a knowledge about something or someone. It's exactly the same thing with spirituality. I know Christ, which is love, hope, and forgiveness. I know Christ that will forgive me no matter what. Why not spend our time, our energy, in forgiving ourselves also? And that's the second piece that I want to talk about forgiveness. We can forgive one another. It is hard to forgive ourselves. Why? Because we're so hard on ourselves. When you look at the cross, Look at it not as a suffering. Look at the cross as a sign of grace that God will forgive us no matter what. Because we are witnesses of Christ today until we reach heaven. Thank you.